Hello, and welcome to the BNP Paribas Asset Management Talking Heads podcast. Every week, Talking Heads will bring you in-depth insights and analysis through the lens of sustainability on the topics that really matter to investors. In this episode, we'll be discussing sustainable solutions. I'm Daniel Morris, Chief Market Strategist, and I'm joined today by Sophie De Beogna, Senior Client Solutions Manager, and Maurice Kreimbrink, Head of Portfolio Design. Welcome, Sophie, Maurice. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, Daniel. Happy to be here.
Yeah, likewise for me. Thanks.
Sophie, Maurice, I think when people hear or read the phrase sustainable solutions, that sounds like a very good thing. But then if we think about it a bit more, it may not exactly be clear what it is we're talking about, because I imagine there are a lot of solutions, and I guess we'd like all the solutions to be sustainable. But I'm sure you guys have something much more specific in mind. So maybe let's start off with a bit of an explainer. What do you mean when we talk about sustainable solutions? And then once we understand a bit better what it is, why do you feel it's such an important topic these days?
This is an approach which consists in a series of services to support institutional clients like pension funds, insurers in their sustainable journey. Our aim is really to advise clients on investment matters which are of strategic nature for them. And sustainability topic is clearly a strategic topic. Our objective is to build investment solutions customized to the specific requirement of each client, and specifically to the sustainable specific requirement of each client. It means that we are working in partnership with the client, and the first step of this partnership consists of understanding the specific situation of each client and what are its different objectives in terms of sustainability. We are completely product agnostic. It means we will select what we think is the best investment strategy to meet the client requirement. And this can translate in a multi-asset sustainable solution or in a sustainable strategy linked to a specific asset class. On the second part of your question, which is why sustainable solution is an important topic today, there are several reasons for that, and I'm going to explain them. Well, the first one, what we can say is that in the past, investors were asking us to build investment solutions based exclusively on financial criteria, such as return objectives and risk constraints. Now, since 1 or 2 years, they ask us almost systematically to integrate the third dimension, which is the ESG indicators, which are environmental, social, and governance indicators. The reason for that is that institutional investors, like pension fund, corporate, insurers, but also their stakeholders, like shareholders, regulators, beneficiaries, recognize the increasing role that investors have to play in addressing global challenges. And those challenges include the energy transition and therefore the funding of the solution providers to climate issue, but also the protection of ecosystem and biodiversity and the funding of companies addressing this topic, as well as the reduction of social inequalities. So that's the first reason why integrating ESG is important. The second reason to integrate ESG is that investors are more and more convinced that not addressing sustainable risk in their portfolio may affect their long-term return. If we take as an example the climate change, this is an important risk for all industries and corporates. The corporates are exposed to physical risk, like the impact of severe weather event, but also to transition risk, like potential higher costs linked to regulatory changes on CO2 emissions, for instance. And if those climate risks are not properly tackled by a corporate, this might affect its financials and profits over the long term. And this is why investors want to integrate absolutely sustainable criteria in their investment decision-making process, to invest in issuers which are considering sustainable risk. And this will help them to achieve better long-term risk-adjusted return. So in this context, most investors have progressively adapted their mission and investment objective. And in the past, the financial performance was the primary objective of the investor. Now, their objective is to combine financial return with environmental and social objectives. So to come back to your question, the desire of investors to address global challenges but also to manage their sustainable risk, explain why sustainable solution is a crucial topic today.
That's very helpful, Sophie. I think we definitely have a much better understanding of what we're talking about here and what your objectives are, what your client objectives are. Next question would be, what does your team do more specifically to accompany the investors on their journey to greater sustainability? And what more specifically are some of the services your team provides?
In the context I've just explained, our aim is really to equip investors with the necessary insights to make investment decisions based on their sustainable ambition. We really want to help them to integrate the relevant sustainable criteria in the management of their assets. But there is, of course, no one-size-fits-all approach, as our advice will really depend on the sustainable conviction or on the sustainable preferences of each client. So as I mentioned earlier, our sustainable solution approach consists in a series of services to support the client in its sustainable journey. And we can really intervene at each step of its journey. What I would like to do now is to give you an idea of the different services that we are offering. The first one is about ESG training. Here we try to help the client to realize the importance of integrating ESG in investment and the impact it can have. The aim is really to support the investor, the client, for defining its own sustainable ambition. Once the sustainable ambition is defined, we have a second type of services, which is about ESG advisory. Here, we try to support the client to translate a broad sustainable ambition, like, for instance, the mission to contribute to net zero, in specific objectives, like the decarbonization of the client's portfolio, and or the target to invest a certain percentage in climate solution providers. So once those objectives reflecting the sustainable ambition are defined, it's also extremely important to determine measurable indicators as well as targets and milestones for those indicators. And this is extremely key to be able to monitor the progressive achievements of the objectives defined. In my example, for instance, a key indicator could be the CO2 footprint reduction for which we would fix some specific targets. After that, the third service is about our ability to run ESG analysis on the existing client's portfolio, whatever this portfolio is managed internally or externally. And the aim is really to assess the status of the portfolio from a sustainable angle and see if the portfolio is close or not from its defined target. Then we will run an ESG optimization and ESG strategy selection. And the reason why, it's because if a portfolio is behind its defined targets, we need to do something. So the idea is to run an optimization to determine a target portfolio based on an optimal asset allocation, but also based on optimal underlying sustainable strategy. As an alternative, we might have a situation where an investor is looking to start a new portfolio, and in that case, we would build from scratch the investment solution aligned to the defined target of the client, and we are not in a situation where the aim is to transition an existing portfolio to a target portfolio. And last but not least, our service are also about reporting and disclosure on the key defined indicators to be able to monitor the portfolio and ensure that the portfolio is in good way to reach the defined sustainable objective. So in summary, this range of services is what we can do to support the client in its sustainable journey. Those services can be provided as a package if the client is starting its sustainable journey at the time, or as individual building blocks if the client is looking for support at a specific step of its sustainable journey.
Maurice, let me bring you into the conversation here. You're head of portfolio design. One of the services that Sophie mentioned is that you help clients putting together a sustainable or a more sustainable investment portfolio. Can you talk a bit about what your team does to help clients in that respect?
To support our clients in constructing such a portfolio at BNP Paribas Asset Management, we have over the last years built an integrated platform which allows us to analyze multi-asset portfolios in a completely holistic way. So concretely, this means that we are able to analyze a total portfolio of an institutional investor, so a pension fund or an insurance company or corporates, even if the underlying assets are not all managed by BNP Paribas. So they can also be managed partially internally or by other asset managers. Of course, for the investments outside of BNP, we need to get access to an appropriate look-through information to be able to make this proper assessment. Then there is another element of this holistic approach, and that is that in the analysis we make, we do not only look at the return potential or the risk profile of the investment portfolio, but in addition, we also assess the sustainable profile of the portfolio, which is interconnected with the risk and the return. So it's really three things that come together: risk, return, and sustainability. So in essence, what we are doing is that we have added a third dimension to the portfolio construction process. So the classic, let's call it old-fashioned portfolio construction process, was all about risk and return. But now we have added the non-financial sustainable indicators to the overall assessment. And when we then zoom in a bit deeper on the sustainable indicators, we can see that there is a wide variety of them. In the end, the indicators that should be in scope of the analysis, they are defined in a very close cooperation with the client. Because the question that needs to be answered here is, what does the client want to achieve with a sustainable portfolio? And this can be, for example, something like, I want to improve the portfolio's ESG score, or I want to improve the portfolio's carbon footprint with a certain percentage. These are more seen as, let's say, mainstream sustainable indicators, but there are also clients that have more sophisticated ambitions. And I think two very good examples here are clients that have the ambition to make their investment portfolio well aligned with the transition to a net zero economy, or a client that has the ambition to ensure that his investment portfolio is aligned with one or more of the sustainable development goals, which are defined by the United Nations. With the integrated platform that we have developed, we are able to give the client this insight in the impact of certain investment decisions on both the sustainable profile of the investment portfolio, while in the meanwhile also factoring in the potential financial implications of these decisions. And to give an example here, let's assume an investor has the ambition to achieve a significant reduction of the carbon footprint of the investment portfolio. This means that it's very likely that you will exclude a large number of names from the investable universe, which creates a substantial specific investment risk in the portfolio. So this means that such a low carbon portfolio has a higher volatility than a classic equity index that you would normally be invested in. And then I would like to conclude with a remark that what is key in this advisory or the support function is a continuous and constructive dialogue with the client during the sustainable journey therein. The preferred sustainable solution is not the result of a one-off exercise, but it typically takes the form of multiple iterations and interactions with the end client.
Sophie, Maurice, if I can share some of the insights you've given us today. At a high level, when we talk about sustainable investment solutions, what that means is you're helping primarily institutional clients with investment objectives that have not only a financial or risk return goal, but also an ESG goal. So this really being driven by the desires of clients to achieve some ESG objective. But also another key consideration is that it's not just about achieving these objectives, but also realizing that without taking the sustainable factors into account, that the financial returns could actually be at risk. You talked about how this is often a very bespoke solution. So you do tailor the solutions that you offer to particular clients, and some of the key services that you provide to clients along with the help in developing the portfolios is training, ESG advisory, and so on. Well, Sophie, Maurice, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, Daniel, it was great to be here.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
That's it for this week's episode of Talking Heads. If you would like more information, please reach out to your BNP Paribas Asset Management contact or check out Viewpoint, our website for investment insights at viewpoint.bnpparibas-am.com. We recommend subscribing to Talking Heads on your favorite podcast channel. You'll receive your podcast episodes every Monday afternoon. If you like Talking Heads, leave us a positive review and a nice rating. You've been listening to the BNP Paribas Asset Management Talking Heads podcast with me, Daniel Morris, Sophie de Bayona, and Maurice Kreienbrink. Please do join me next week. Until then, take care.
This presentation includes a discussion on current market events and is not intended as investment advice or an offer of products or services by BNP Paribas Asset Management. Please keep in mind that the information and analysis in this presentation is only current as of the publication date.